Welcome to SpaceX Daily, where we delve into the latest developments from the world of SpaceX. Today we're joined by Mark Steller, aerospace engineer and enthusiast, to discuss a fascinating new capability of the Dragon spacecraft.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sarah. Always excited to talk about SpaceX.
Now, Mark, Dragon has been making waves with its ability to land propulsively in case of emergencies. This isn't entirely new, is it?
You're right. The propulsive landing capability using the Super Draco thrusters was always part of Dragon's original design. In fact, SpaceX initially envisioned it as the primary landing method.
So what led to the shift towards parachute-assisted splashdowns?
It seems NASA, understandably, had some reservations about the propulsive landing. Safety concerns, particularly during the critical re-entry phase, were paramount. There were concerns about potential hotspots forming around the openings for the landing legs, which could have jeopardized the integrity of the capsule.
And finally, let's talk about SpaceX getting back on track with the Starlink launch after that brief pause.
Right. The FAA gave SpaceX the green light after reviewing the Crew 9 mission mishap investigation. It's good to see them back in action with the Starlink 1010 mission.
It's interesting how they managed to squeeze this launch in before the Falcon Heavy's Europa mission. A busy week for SpaceX at the Cape.
Absolutely, and it highlights the increasing cadence of their launch operations. This Starlink launch is particularly important as it contributes to their ever-growing satellite constellation for global internet coverage.
For sure. It'll be interesting to see how Starlink evolves and impacts global internet accessibility in the coming years. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Mark.